First, we are going to focus on two important court cases. One has already happened, that's in the Free State, and the other is set down for tomorrow, and that's, of course, KwaZulu-Natal. Let's get straight to the Free State. The fate of the ANC, of course, in KwaZulu-Natal will be decided, as I said, in the Pietermaritzburg High Court tomorrow. The court will pronounce on an appeal by the party's Provincial Executive Committee. We are going to be getting them on the line. But in the Free State, we see that the African National Congress has given itself before the end of tonight to decide on its next move following a Bloemfontein High Court ruling barring it from holding its elective conference this weekend. Earlier today, the court ruled that the party's Free State Provincial Conference cannot go ahead as scheduled because branch general meetings held in four regions over the last 4 months were unconstitutional and in breach of the ANC's constitution. The Free State ANC has already been ordered by another court to hold its elective conference this weekend because the mandate of the provincial party's leadership expired earlier this year. This latest court ruling pushes the provincial party to in fact defy that ruling to hold the conference. Joining me on the line now, of course, is the Free State ANC spokesperson, Mr. Thabo Meeko. Mr. Meeko, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Karina. Thanks for having me.
And then we've also got the lead attorney at Becker Attorneys, Mr. Hanu Becker, who, of course, brought the application which won today in the court. Mr. Becker, thank you for coming through. Good evening.
Thank you, Karima. Thanks for having me.
Now, let me start, of course, with you, Mr. Meeko. What is your next move as the ANC? Are you going ahead with this conference? How does this court ruling impact on your plans?
Karima, after the broad consultation, as we promised, the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC has noted the judgment and decided to run the 29 branch general meetings of the ANC during the weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd December 2016. As a result of that, reconvened to hold its provincial conference on the 7th and 8th of December 2017.
Okay, so you are effectively complying with the court. So you're going to rerun those affected branches, and as a consequence of that, your provincial conference then gets pushed back to the 7th and the 8th. Is that correct?
Consistently, we've been saying that the ANC, the province, will respect the judgment, will accept its content, because we believe that this is the final arbiter on the matters of litigation, and that's why we've decided to abide by the court judgment.
Now, another court, of course, instructed you to hold the conference because in terms of the ANC constitution, provincial executive conferences ought to be held every 4 years. The last conference was held in 2013. How do you make good on that court ruling?
Come again, Karina.
I'm saying another court instructed you to hold your conference because you are constitutionally in violation of your own rules. The ANC's rule says that provincial conferences must be held every 4 years. Your last conference was in 2013. How are you going to abide by that court's decision?
Karina, we are agreeing with you that the province has been having intentions through since our term of office came to an end in May, April. The first preparations of our provincial conference was in May. The second was in August. The third was in November up until the first court ordered us to hold it on the 1st and 3rd of December. Now it has been pushed to this particular day to announcing. Through and through, the provincial leadership has been preparing for those courts to a point that at one point we had to convert the logistics of that conference into a cadres assembly because logistics at that time had been concluded. The biggest challenge has been the fact that the national office was not ready with the process of the audit because we cannot equally go to a Congress without the national office having audited our branch. That would amount also to being convening an illegal conference. Now, we were very disciplined and we adhered to the national instruction because we knew and understood that 2017 was a very tight and difficult year for the ANC in terms of preparing for December conference.
Now, Mr. Becker, you heard the provincial spokesperson. He's complying with the court. Are you satisfied, considering what actually happened and the reason you went to court in the first place, are you satisfied that this provincial executive can preside over processes that is free from intimidation, free from manipulation?
Karimo, I am, based on the previous history, I am in doubt whether that will indeed happen. We are willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. As we said from the beginning, let's stick to internal rules and processes. And the internal rules and processes say that they, or in the alternative there to a provincial task team, which must be appointed by the NEC, must deal with it and must appoint representatives to the BGMs. So we are willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, although I cannot foresee how that can be.
Mr. Miko, you were found by a court to have effectively sabotaged your own processes. Your branch processes were found to be irregular and to be unlawful. What measures is the PEC going to put in place that we don't have history repeating itself on the dates that you've now identified where these BGMs are going to be held again? What are you going to do to ensure that the processes are legal, that they have integrity, and that they are going to be fair?
Well, the first thing we have agreed that certainly all branches in the province has got to be briefed about the court judgment.
When are you doing that?
Well, we said the PC instructed the regional secretaries that before the rerun, probably by tomorrow and Saturday, to convene all these branches, specifically to also convene the affected branches and issue out an
instruction. How many branches are affected?
29 branches.
Okay.
But to brief the entire membership of the ANC in the province, in particular these particular branches, about the court judgment and the PC resolution, and continue to urge members of the ANC to respect the constitution of the ANC, to respect and accept the judgment, and conduct themselves in a manner that ensures that these BGMs are without violence. These BGMs are very successful, and they are consistent with the ANC constitution. Of course, the Provincial Executive Committee will continue to be deployed because our role in terms of the ANC guidelines is to observe these processes. These processes are run by the branch executive committees in their respective branches. The guidelines are very specific that the chairs of branches are the ones that are chairing. Our role is more political, including to oversight over this process.
Now, you held a PGC before the provincial conference. Many people criticized you for that and argued that you were trying to gerrymand the process. And at that PGC, you pronounced that Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma is your preferred candidate. This court case nullifies that now, isn't it? Do you accept that?
No, in our understanding, the court case has got nothing to do with the PGC and it does not affect the PGC. Secondly, the PGC did not announce, the PEC did not announce Nkosazana as a preferred candidate. The PGC accepted a report from the ANC election agency of the nominations from the branches at the time of the branch general meeting. The report was read. It was indicated to the PGC. The only thing that the PGC had to do is to witness when the files or the envelopes were opened, and the agency then read to us the nominations coming from the branches. No decision was taken. We did not do any additions. We did not do any subtraction. And that is the PGC's throughout the whole country. No debate. You just accept those pronouncements by the ANC election agents.
I'm going to ask Mr. Becker whether he agrees with you. I have a problem with it, but I'm going to come back to you. Mr. Becker, is that your understanding?
Karima, I do not agree with Mr. Miko on that point, simply because this tends to confirm the vote that must be brought out by the PEC in their official capacity, not in the capacity as members of branches, but in their official capacity. And with no PEC then being elected as it stands at the moment, then the PEC cannot bring out a vote at the NEC. So therefore, we are of the view that the PGC is then effectively nullified.
Mr. Biko.
Well, I'm not sure what Mr. Becker is saying. This has got nothing to do with the Provincial Congress, but I suspect that you were raising the content of the PGC, for which my response still stands. In our understanding, the judgment has got nothing to do with the PGC. At the PGC, the only thing that the delegates do is to observe when the nominations from the branches are being read out and consolidated as a provincial position.
Mr. Miko, hold on. How do you talk about a branch consolidation process when you have to rerun 29 BGMs? The court instructs you to do that. Surely those 29 branches impact on how that PGC would look and what the PGC would decide. How can you say the court court decision has no bearing on that? It doesn't make any sense.
In our understanding, the judgment of the court reaffirmed a process that the ANC was undertaking at the same time by the national task team that deals with the dispute. As it is, there were already some of the branches that were reconvened by the dispute committee and were not part of the PGC. The 29 branches will also be thrown into that particular basket. And at a later stage, when they have been rerun, they will be added to the statistics of the nominations. The same thing has happened in West.
But then surely if their numbers... Mr. Miko, hold on. How can you add in what they decide and you say the decision still stands? Surely the decision must be suspended. The branch BGMs must be rerun and you must reconvene your PGC.
No, Karina, I think we must get it very clear. PGC, there's no voting. PGC, there's no decision.
No, I'm not arguing with you on that. I'm arguing that a PGC is branch nominations. You have 29 branches that must be rerun. How do you constitute a process where the branches are meant to drive it? The court decides that 29 branches, there was in fact irregularities, that what happened there was unlawful. How do you conclude that the PGC process is then, ruled by ANC constitution? It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Karina, let me repeat myself. I hope this time around I will get your attention. At the PGC, branches are not voting. We only read out the forms from the branch general meeting.
Yes, and you're not going to have the 29 because they still have to sit. So how can you do a PGC if 29 branches must still run their BGM processes?
I said it to you, there were less than 10 branches. A similar process happened in the Western Cape, which were reconvened by the ANC Dispute Committee. All of these branches that could not or were not part of the PGC will simply be read and added to the provincial statistics. Nothing a crisis about that process.
Do you not think, Mr. Miko, do you not think that it's premature to pronounce on your candidate, considering that your BGM process has to be rerun? Should you not at least have the decency to wait until it's concluded, and when all of those names are added, then you can pronounce?
What the national election is doing is simply to profile the nominations and consolidate the provincial position. In my view, less than 10 and 29 branches will have a material impact and influence to the 291 branches in the province.
All right, Mr. Miko, I'm going to give Mr. Becker the last word. Mr. Becker, what is your next move? You've been empowered by the court. These BGMs are going to have to be rerun. What are the instructions of your clients now?
Karima, we have a couple of things that we just wish to quickly clarify, but let's first deal with your question. Next step at the moment is to revert back to the internal processes and send communications to the Secretary General, the information of which is obviously privileged until such time as it has been sent.
Mm.
So these correspondence then must be sent by tomorrow morning, and then we will see what response we get based on that. And then we can only decide what our next steps will be based on that. Now, there's one other thing that I noted, and that's that Mr. Miku indicated that the BGMs will be rerun now the coming weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd.
Mm.
From my reading of the nomination process guidelines that has been handed out, at least 7 days notice should be given before a BGM can be legally ran.
Mm.
So if they want to run it now on the weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd, they're directly again contravening the nomination guideline process as set down by the NEC.
Mr. Mika, you're going to find yourself in court again.
That is not our understanding. I'm sure I appreciate what the lawyer is saying. In our understanding, the court has instructed us to reconvene this BGM.
But you must do so lawfully, Mr. Miko. You must do so lawfully. The ANC constitution is very clear.
You must allow me to respond to your question.
Do respond.
And appreciate my understanding. If you believe I'm wrong, it's okay, but this is the decision of the province, of the Free State in the province.
How do you comply? How do you comply with the court order, but you're going to break the rules of the ANC constitution?
Our understanding is that this thing will be subjected to the ANC process of the dispute resolution. The National Dispute Resolution Committee has convened many branches, and because we understood the emergency and the fact that these branches were reconvened for more than 5 times, and then because of that, we understand that we can be able to convene them on this particular weekend we have indicated.
All right. I'm going to leave it there, Mr. Miko. Thank you so much for your time. Mr. Hanu Becker, thank you so much for your time. Mr. Miko, of course, the spokesperson for the African National Congress in the Free State, and Mr. Becker, the lead attorney at Becker Attorneys, who acted for the over 26 ANC members who, of course, took the province structures to court.